passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. On November 3rd, the city of Bastrop launched a new paddling trail with the help of Texas Parks and Wildlife.
I think this paddling trail is just a great half-day trip for families and friends and people that just want to get out on the water.
Shelley Plant is the coordinator for nature tourism at Parks and Wildlife.
This paddling trail, El Camino Real, starts off in downtown but goes through the piney woods as you head to the takeout point. So you're going to see something very different for Central Texas. This is just not the type of trees that you typically see in Central Texas.
The El Camino Real paddling trail is a 6-mile trail.
This trail is actually fairly slow moving, fairly calm. There are a few minor rapids. There are a lot of great sandbars where you can take out and picnic, or you could go swim and rest for a while. It's a fairly leisurely run, actually.
Although the trail starts in downtown Bastrop, paddlers will see a variety of wildlife.
There's a lot of diversity. You'll see a lot of different kinds of trees, and there are a lot of different birds. You'll see everything from raptors, like hawks, to kingfishers, little bitty birds, to some of our larger birds such as great blue heron.
More information about the El Camino Real paddling trail and the other 10 paddling trails in Texas is available at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with research and writing help from Kate Lipinski. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.